Hari Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahana Vyam Karavavahai Tejasvinavatitamasvama Vidvishavahai
Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
bottom of 35, text 8. Among all the devotees, Prahlad is considered the leader. Among all the devotees of the Lord, Prahlad is the greatest. Purport. Just as the authors explain the difference between Swayam Rupa, Vilas, and Vyuha forms, according to the amount of manifested and unmanifested qualities in each form, he now explains the different kinds of devotees according to their manifestation of bhakti. Shiva says in the Skanda Purana, the devotee alone knows Krishna in truth. I do not know him. Among all the devotees of the Lord, Prahlad is the highest. He knows Krishna. Purport. The person devoted solely to Krishna knows Krishna and no one else does. By saying he does not know Krishna, Shiva is showing remorse and feeling insignificance, since he is serving in a specific role with a specific qualification given by the Lord. He shows which type of devotee actually knows Krishna. Yes.
Lord Shiva says, I know, Vyas may not know, and Shiva didn't know. And here he says, he doesn't know.
As compared to Prahlad. Oh. Yeah, because then you have the difference where they're just talking about what they're discussing. Then knowing means because of the devotion and all that. Is that... You know, so he's comparing himself to devotion. So then Prahlad's considered here the highest. Because that's what we see, is that one is you're dealing with the Dham, which we just did, and then the other is with the devotee. So this last section is giving that summary of what the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is going through. But you have to establish Krishna's position, because you have to know, if we're talking about a devotee, then we should know who they're devoted of. Right? And then if you're talking about his place, you have to know who he is. Okay. Text 10. Prahlad says in the 7th canto, O my Lord, O Supreme, because I was born in a family full of the hellish material qualities of passion and ignorance, what is my position? And what is to be said of your causeless mercy, which was never offered even to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi? You never put your lotus hand upon their heads, but you have put it upon mine. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.26. This verse shows the superiority of Prahlad. Prahlad expresses the incongruity of himself being born in a demon family and getting the Lord's mercy. A family is filled with the modes of passion and ignorance. And that mercy of your lotus hand was not offered to Lakshmi, Brahma, or Shiva, but it was offered to my head by you. Yeah.
Is Prahlad superior to the gopis?
I think we'll see as we go through here. Like that. It's coming up. See, the point is you have to establish his position. Mm-hmm. Then from there, once that's established and you have something to compare, then you move. Yeah. Otherwise, then, there's no...
Yeah.
Just like if you first establish the unequaled position of the Veda, right? Its authority. Once you've established that, then it has meaning establishing the Bhagavatam above that.
Yes.
Otherwise, then you just take, okay, Bhagavatam's superior, but it's just, superior to just a pile of books, right? But it's no, the books that we're talking about, they are perfect. That's where authority is. So that means within authority, then Bhagavatam is the authority. So that was
yes, thank you.
Text 11. There also Nrisimha says, those who follow your example will naturally become my pure devotees. You are the best example of my devotee, and others should follow in your footsteps. 7:10:21, Srimad Bhagavatam. Purport. Those who follow your example will become my devotees. You are the model. There are all other devotees on the one hand, and you on the other hand. You are the best amongst all devotees. Text 12-15. The Pandavas are even superior to Prahlad. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So. Because you're saying, because Lord Shiva is known as the greatest Vaishnava, but Prahlad is greater than that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that. Yeah. Statements in the Bhagavatam are proof of that. Thus Narada says in the 7th canto, my dear Maharaj Yudhishthira, all of you, the Pandavas, are extremely fortunate, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, lives in your palace, just like a human being. Great saintly persons know this very well, and therefore they constantly visit your house. The impersonal Brahman is Krishna himself, because Krishna is the source of the impersonal Brahman. He is the origin of the transcendental bliss sought by the great saintly persons. Yet he, the Supreme Person, is your most dear friend and constant well-wisher, and is intimately related to you as the son of your maternal uncle. Indeed, he is always like your body and soul. He is worshipable, yet he acts as your servant and sometimes as your spiritual master. Exalted persons like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma could not properly describe the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. May the Lord, who is always worshipped as the protector of all devotees, by great saints who observe vows of silence, meditation, devotional service, and renunciation, be pleased with us. Srimad Bhagavatam 7:10:48-50. Also found in Srimad Bhagavatam 7:15:75-77. Purport. Now the author explains that the Pandavas are superior in devotion to Prahlad. Narada speaks to Yudhishthira, who was thinking himself very lowly after hearing the story of Prahlad. How are we so fortunate? Narada says, the Param Brahma lives in your house. The sages such as Markandeya, who purify the world, visit your house. Why is our cousin the Param Brahma? Krishna is the Brahman sought by the great sages, and he is your dear friend. He is the cause of Brahman, for he gives direct realization of the pure bliss of liberation. An example of Krishna giving liberation is Shishupal. The Shruti says, Tam eve vidivati mritum eti. Knowing the Lord, one attains liberation. Sweta Svatara Upanishad 3.8. Smriti says, without doubt, Vishnu is the bestower of liberation to all people. Right, so, Prahlad is the greatest of devotees because of that nature of pure devotion. He's not interested in anything other than pure devotion. Right, so that places him as the greatest devotee. So following his footsteps, learning how he has that mood of devotion, then one will become a great devotee. Right, but so having said that, so it doesn't reduce his position when we move to the Pandavas. It's now that Lord that Prahlad has that devotion, pure devotion to. He lives with the Pandavas. He doesn't live with Prahlad Maharaj, right? Like that. So that's the thing. And then these great sages who are looking for Brahman and everything. They who purify the world, they come and visit Yudhishthira Maharaj's house because the Lord lives there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? And so that places them in a better position. Quote, since Krishna is famous for his extreme attraction to Satyabhama and other queens, how can he be considered the self-contented Brahman? Because he's satisfied in the self. So how is he self-satisfied if he's so attracted to Satyabhama and the other queens? His real form cannot be discerned by the intelligence of Shiva and others. They are bewildered concerning him. This can be seen when Shiva is bewildered during Krishna's fight with Banasura, when Brahma stole the cowherd boys and calves, and when Indra became angry at worship of Govardhana. He is absorbed only with the queens who are manifestations of the spiritual Surup Shakti. Thus he is Atmarama, self-enjoying Brahman. He is known as such by the pure devotees, but not by those who think they are rulers of the world, like the devatas. Right? So the devatas think they're ruling the world, but all their potency in the world come from the Lord. So if you have that attitude, you can't know the Lord. So it's also an important element. Right? So the devatas, they're actually neophyte devotees. Right? Just that little bit of devotion they're performing puts them in such a great position, right? Because devotional service is so powerful. Now, if one is proud of one's abilities and position, then it becomes hard to know the Lord. Right? So Prahlad Maharaj doesn't have that problem. And then that we see is that the Lord lives with the Pandavas, so even less. You know, even more, I mean, not to say less, even more that quality. Yes.
Don't we say it also depends on Rasa? As Pandavas are more intimate with Krishna. So it also shows the superiority.
Yes. Sridhar comment, text 16. Sridhar Swami comments thus. Narada speaks these three verses to Yudhishthira, who is lamenting to himself after hearing the story of Prahlad. What great fortune Prahlad had, getting the glance of the Lord. We however, are most unfortunate. End quote. Because right, Prahlad gets the glance of the Lord. The Lord places his hand on his head. So, therefore, he's even in a better position than Shiva, Brahma, or Lakshmi. But the Supreme Brahman did not live in the house of Prahlad, nor did the sages come to his house to see the Lord. Like the sages want to know the Lord, so to know see the Lord, they have to go to somebody's house because he lives there. Right? So naturally, then you have to behave nicely with the person whose house he's living at, right? So you can just imagine. Yeah. Yes.
We see this progression here, and then Kriya Bhagavatamrita is basically the same.
Yes.
So should we, as a devotee, aspire for highest? Is it
what else would you aspire for?
No, because we hear then Brahma, then Shiva, then Prahlad, then Pandavas, then it goes on.
Yes, but we it's not that we become. It means we'll never be in these positions, but we can be the servant of somebody.
Yeah, but it's the same mood, it's the same rasa, we can say.
Yes, but the point is we're servant of. It's just like, if someone, let's say he had to be someone's servant, now he could just be, you know, one of the local, you know, persons, prominent persons here, or somebody very, very big and prominent, let's say in the big city or something like that, or of kings, you know, the bigger kings. So it's natural to be the servant of whoever's the biggest. No?
Yeah. The question is whether it's ego or it's like, I want to be the servant, but if I'm the servant, I'm going to be the servant of the best.
Why not? Yeah. I mean, you don't get better than Krishna, so we're being his servant rather than... It means it's like this, you can serve him or serve Maya. So who's better?
Right. Yeah. Is it also that we kind of save it by being the servant of the servant of the servant of
that's
the servant?
That's there. I mean, no, that's so the point. Is the point is, what they're bringing out is, why are these... So that means the aspect of the Lord that they're worshipping also. Right. So he's worshipping the Shingadeva, now he's worshipping Krishna and Dwarka, the Pandavas. Right? Yes. So then it brings out the position of the Lord, because the Lord is manifest according to the mood of the devotees. Right? So, that aspect. I mean, of course, you can be a servant of whoever you want, but what's being offered is that it's pointing out what the hierarchy is. Right? And then the natural position, by pointing out the hierarchy, then how does the desire go?
The mosquito's not on there. The mosquito lila with the bees.
Oh, yeah. No. It's just. But I already mentioned the devatas, who that they're.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, you know, it's how you say, he says, like that is, you know, you come into the shop and like that, you're looking seriously at the Polsky Fiat and like that. You can point out that, yes, it's nice, you know, it's qualities and all that. But then, you know, maybe you could, you know, if you're looking at a, you know, more of a people's car, you could check out the VW, you know, it has other qualities. And then, of course, then, you know, the same kind of like company then also makes the Porsche, you know, but then, you know, you can just keep, you know what I'm saying, like that. It's just natural. Whatever's more special or more rare, that's what we want. So then we're pointing out Krishna is the most special and the most rare. Right? Because he's only seen in Braj. Like that.
Well, this paragraph begins beginning with Prahlad.
Yes.
So we take him as the beginning of the standard of pure devotion?
Basically, it's. I think we'll see when we come along in the seventh canto, it's said that with Prahlad, now you're talking about starting with pure devotion.
Okay.
While others, you're talking about a mixed element where they're engaging, but because it's connected to the Lord, it's perfect. It works out nice.
So starting from one of those four nearby positions.
Yes, yes, like that. But he's starting from the position of pure devotion. I think that's why it's also divided, the first six cantos and then seventh canto. Like, because then, from there, you're seeing that aspect of pure devotion. Right? Before that, it's how to engage your situation in the Lord's service.
Like,
does that mean that the six first cantos focus more on tattva and the last is more on rasa, or...?
Not necessarily. The whole thing is just showing that development of pure devotion. It's only dealing with pure devotion, so those who have that intent, but where they start from, like Kardama Muni, like when we get into the third canto, you know, one of the first stories that come up is Kardama is interested in getting married, having children, and a family, right? But his purpose is to become, you know, fully absorbed in the Lord. But he has these distractions, so he wants to take care of them in an appropriate way. Right? So you see how to deal with that, how that works. What are the considerations? Right? You know, and Aditi then, you know, has Diti and Aditi, their desires for their children, and all these different aspects. And, yeah. So it works out quite well. It's like the Haisaiti. The, you know, the children of Diti and Aditi had a close interaction.
Very chivalrous.
Yes. Natural, much sibling. Nor does the Lord take the form of Prahlad's nephew, nor did he personally show favors to Prahlad. Therefore, you are much more fortunate than us and Prahlad. The author shows the superiority of the Pandavas over Prahlad by quoting the comments of Sridhar Swami. Right? So that's what he's pointing out, is that you're talking about the connection with the Lord, so that mercy is there, but we see then even more special mercy is there with the Pandavas. Right? You know, it's just like you have perfect, you have more perfect, you have most perfect. So that's what we're dealing with. It's not that Prahlad is not special anymore, right? This is not
that's the material way of looking at it.
Yeah, this is not the Hollywood perspective on who's higher here. You know, it's like they're all, you know, A grade.
Yes.
You know, then you have A-plus, and you have A++, sort of like that. It is said that the eternal associates among the Yadavas are superior to the Pandavas because they were constantly with the Lord, since they had greater greed for the Lord. Now the Yadus are shown to be superior to the Pandavas because Krishna would live with them, but he would always live with the Yadus. Means, in other words, he would come and visit the Pandavas and spend lots of time with them. We see months and months on end, like that. Sometimes a few months, sometimes I think it was even like 9 months or something with the Yudhishthira after the battle. And like this, but the Yadus is where his home is. Right? In the 10th canto, it is said, text 19, O King of the Bhojas, you alone among men have achieved a truly exalted birth, for you continually behold Lord Krishna, who is rarely visible even to great yogis. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:82-28. The same Lord Vishnu who makes one forget the goals of heaven and liberation has now entered into marital and blood relations with you, who have given up the hellish path of family life. Indeed, in these relationships, you see and touch him directly, walk beside him, converse with him, and together with him lie down to rest, sit at ease, and take your meals. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.82.30. Purport. The full form of Krishna, Swayam Vishnu, resides in your house, or the meaning can be, quote, he resides there spontaneously without particular motive, as an eternal companion of the Yadus, end quote. Right, so it's not for a specific purpose. He's like that. He's just living with them. Right, he goes out, he kills the demons, this and that, but he just lives with them. Right, the Pandavas, he goes, shows mercy, protects them, stays with them, is their friend, their companion, like that. But he's not specifically just living with him just to live. Okay? And you are eternally free of the flow of the material world. And Krishna makes us completely disinterested in the greatest pleasures and powers of swarga and liberation. This means that the Lord does not bestow material benedictions or liberation for his pure devotees. He who is seen by you, touched by you, together with you, sleeps, sits, talks, and walks, is connected by marriage and by blood to you. Because they are eternal associates, they are absorbed completely in Krishna in all actions. So we just see is that, in other words, even amongst devotees, all devotees are glorious, but then there's gradations.
Yes.
You know, so just like the spiritual world is transcendental, but there's gradations. The Lord is transcendental, but there are gradations. Yes.
Well, you see that so much is talked about and written about Pandavas and not much about the others.
He just lives there. It's just like you hear, like when you read about the history in history books, you hear about great persons, right? But that same person who's, you know, invented the light bulb, or he figured out how to fly, or, you know, he paints this or that or something like that, you know, that the whole world is in awe. Like that. But then when he goes home, who's in control? Right? So you don't, you know, that's just, it's not necessarily brought up in the, as a major discussion. Yeah.
With the Yadus, now we've come to the level of eternal residence of Goloka?
Yes. Pandavas also, you're talking about part, because you're talking about aspects of, they're connected with the Dwarka Lila. You know, the Hastinapur is also connected with that whole Mathura Dwarka scene. But he's not living there. He stays there. But that's not where you would call his home. So here he's spontaneously living there. Like that. Is that what, yeah. So it has that element. Text 21, also in the 10th canto, the Vrishnis were so absorbed in Krishna consciousness that they forgot their own bodies while sleeping, sitting, walking, conversing, playing, bathing, and so on. Isn't that the verse? No? When I sittest down, when I liest, while walking by the way. Yeah? Okay. So. Text 22. Among all the Yadavas, however, Uddhava, whose astonishing glory is heard in the Bhagavatam, is the best. Right? So amongst the Yadavas, who he's living with like that, and who's sitting, walking, talking, eating, Uddhava is the best. Right? The Lord says in the 11th canto, O Uddhava, neither Brahma, nor Shankara, nor Shankarshana, nor Lakshmi, nor even my own self is as dear to me as you. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.14.15. Yeah, that's pretty serious. Yeah. Among the Yadus, Uddhava is shown to be the best. Atma Yoni is Brahma. Atma refers to the Lord Himself. Text 24.25. Also from Bhagavatam. Among the devotees, you represent me, O Uddhava. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.16.29. From infancy, Uddhava's devotion to Krishna was the highest. The reason for his superiority is shown here. 26. In the third canto it is said, Uddhava, was one who, even in his childhood, at the age of 5 years or so, was so absorbed in the service of Krishna that when he was called by his mother for morning breakfast, he did not wish to have it. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:2:2. Right? He'd be playing with his dolls, you know, say, kids, you call for breakfast. Generally, they want to eat, right? But here, he wouldn't. He's just so absorbed in playing with Krishna. So. The Lord describes Uddhava. Uddhava is not inferior to me in any way because he is never affected by the modes of material nature. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:4:31. Purport. The Lord states Uddhava equal to himself without a speck of inferiority. Text 28. This statement is then explained by the author giving another meaning also. Here is the meaning. Uddhava, who does not need to request any qualities from me, the Lord, is not inferior to me. Or he is not inferior to me because he is not afflicted by the gunas of material nature. That is because he is the master, fully competent in tasting the rasa of bhakti. So he is like on that same transcendental platform. He's unaffected by the modes. He's fully absorbed in the Lord. And he has that same, why the qualities of the yadus was special. Because the Lord is there with them, always doing everything, conversing with them, walking, talking, sleeping, sitting, eating, like that. So of all of them, then Uddhava is the best. Okay, so now established his position. But the women of Braja are superior to Uddhava, because even he begged for the sweetness of their prema. Because right? Him having gone to Vrindavan, then he understood now here, they are greater.
This is
thus it says in the 10th canto, among all persons on earth, these cowherd women alone have actually perfected their embodied lives, for they have achieved the perfection of unalloyed love for Lord Govinda. Right? So before, you have this high topmost platform of pure devotion, but here you have pure unalloyed devotion. Their pure love is hankered after by those who fear material existence, by great sages, and by ourselves as well. For one who has tasted the narrations of the infinite Lord, what is the use of taking birth as a high-class Brahmana, or even as Lord Brahma himself? Srimad Bhagavatam 10:47. So here, see, even the position of a Brahman isn't that impressive for the devotee. Right? So it's being absorbed in the Lord, that's what's impressive. Because the position of the Brahman, it's ideal because then one has the exposure to Brahman, or to the Lord. But here's persons who are already absorbed in, so what's the meaning of such a position, right? Purport. The author shows that the gopis are superior to Uddhava. The proof is given. The women of Raja alone are endowed with the topmost bodies. They display Mahabhava for Krishna, who performs pastimes as a coward and is the source of all. Those desiring liberation, such as Shonaka, and those who are liberated, such as Narada, desire that bhava. And we also, Uddhava and others, desire it. Seeing how the Lord comes under their control, they desire such a degree of love that they do not desire the same conjugal bhava. Right? So they desire that degree of love, but not that through that expression. They just wish that they had that much affection. Right. So that's why Bhishma Dev and others can appreciate it. It's not that they want that conjugal rasa. They just wish that their love for Krishna was as intense as the gopis.
So it's indicated that it's devotees who don't... They want to have the same degree of love, but not in the conjugal rasa.
Yes, he's talking about these others, you know, Uddhava, and that, because it mentions that even Uddhava wants it. Right? But the women of Braja are superior to Uddhava, because even he begged for the sweetness of their prema. Right? But not that it's expressed through conjugal, he just wishes he, in his position, had that kind of affection. So therefore they appreciate. And that makes their position even stronger. Does that make sense? So if we can appreciate others' devotion to Krishna, then that situates us better also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What would we say that conjugal love is only because of its expression, or quite superior, because the way the love is there is...
It includes all the other aspects of all the other rasas. So whatever's there in other rasas is there in the conjugal. Right? And then it has its own position.
So therefore, none of those who are in the different rasas can have the same level of love, absorption?
Generally, they won't. But generally, we don't make... See, is they're all considered the same. Like, we don't make that distinction amongst the devotees within Vrindavan. But at the same time, we do, just so you point out how it works. But for Krishna, it doesn't matter. Right? Because it's different varieties of the flavors of affection. So the quality of that love of Vraja is the same. Then it's medium through which it's expressed. Does that make sense? What is the use of many births as Brahma if one does not attain such love? What is the use of such births for a person who has no extreme attachment for topics of Krishna, who is the embodiment of infinite sweetness? It is of no value at all. Text 31. Right? So therefore, even the most pious, wonderful situations are useless if they're not connected to Krishna. Right? Text 31. The words of Brahma to Bhrigu and others in the Brihad Vamana Purana. I performed penance for 6,000 years in order to attain the dust from the feet of the women of Braja, but I could not attain the dust from their feet. Bhrigu said, you can take the dust from the feet of the devotees. There are many devotees such as Narada on your planet. O Master, I have a doubt. What is the reason that you reject their foot dust and want to take the dust of the gopis' feet? Brahma said, these women of Braja are not ordinary women. They are greater than even Lakshmi, O son. Shiva, Sesha, and Lakshmi are not equal to them. Purport. Compared even to Lakshmi, the gopis are greater. Text 34. Arjuna speaks in Adi Purana. In the three worlds, which devotees know you in truth? Who satisfies you? Which devotees have the greatest love for you? Purport. Who has the greatest love which brings you under control? Because that love is naturally reciprocated. So what love brings him under control? 35. The Lord speaks, O Prince, Brahma, Shiva, and Lakshmi are not as dear to me as the gopis. I am attached to many devotees on this earth, but I hold the gopis dearer than my own life. O conqueror of enemies, sages, yogis, Shiva, and the devatas do not know me as much as the gopis know me. Purport. The sages and others do not know me to the extent that the gopis know me. Text 38-40. Like sometimes it appears the same. It's just because of the words used, like we saw before. That you said, what was the term used? Atmayoni. That's Brahma. Because otherwise we may not know what it means. Because it's still spoken in a poetic way. And so in the purport then they give, but the translators then have already translated how we would understand. Otherwise it would have said the... Text 38. I am not brought under control by austerities, by recitation of the Vedas, by conduct in Varnashrama, or by knowledge. I am controlled only by prema. Right? In other words, these things don't catch his attention. Doing these things connected with Krishna, then he's pleased. Yeah, but the point of it's the bhakti that he's pleased with. The gopis are proof of this. O son of Prita, the gopis know my glory, my worship, my faith, and my mentality. Others do not know me in truth. There is no one who has such deep love for me as the gopis, since they worship me while thinking of their bodies as mine. Text 41. It is not surprising, right, because the devotee is thinking that he'll engage himself in the Lord's service. The gopis already think that they belong to Krishna. Text 41. It is not surprising that Uddhava desired the sweetness of their prema and begged to be born as a blade of grass sprinkled with the dust from their feet. Purport. The glory of the gopis' love is expressed by Uddhava's desire So they have the intensity of their love by being a blade of grass. Yena refers to Uddhava. The phrase means, by whom being born as a blade of grass was begged. 42. Thus it is said in the 10th canto, quote, the gopis of Vrindavan have given up the association of their husbands, sons, and other family members, who are very difficult to give up, and they have forsaken the path of chastity to take shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna, which one should search for by Vedic knowledge. Oh, let me be fortunate enough to be one of the bushes, creepers, or herbs in Vrindavan, because the gopis trample them and bless them with the dust of the lotus feet. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.47.61. Purport. May I become a blade of grass in Vrindavan, amongst the shrubs, creepers, or grass, which serve the dust of the feet of the gopis. By desiring to be born as a blade of grass sprinkled with their foot dust, he indicates that even his desire to attain their intensity of love is very difficult to attain. Right? So then, since you can't attain that, at least we could get the dust from the lotus feet on one's head. Right, and basically for a blade of grass, that's all there is. It's only got something to step on. Right? 43. Thus, after worshipping Krishna, the worshippers of Krishna necessarily worship the gopis by the flowers and other items which has been offered to Krishna. Here the author states the intention of the previous recitation. It is necessary for the worshippers who understand the essence of scripture to worship the women of Braja. Right, so, yes.
So when we speak about the gopis, it is the elder gopis, younger gopis, same age? Any?
Here is those, consider the bodies, Krishna, so that would generally mean the younger gopis. Yeah. But here it's the generic, the gopis. Because they all have that generic quality. So all of them are in a position better than Uddhava. Right? Superior. Right? So here also he knows it's interesting because after worshipping Krishna, you know, 15 items, in the 16th item, then there's worship of the associates. And so then you start with Purnimasi and the gopis and all this. Right. We've seen Vaishnava Homa, you worship all the great personalities and the positions and everything. Then the worship of the gopis is done. Text 44. Among all the gopis, however, Radhika is the best. Because she is said to be supreme in the Puranas, Vedas, and other texts. Purport. The superiority of Radha amongst all the gopis is proved by a statement from Padma Purana. The word agama refers to works like Brihad Gotamiya Tantra. There it says, Radhika is the supreme worshipable person, non-different from Krishna. She is the embodiment of all opulence and all beauty. She is the supreme enchanter. Right? Because she's the supreme enchanter, because Krishna enchants the three worlds. So she enchants him. So that's the... Yes.
Because of that special situation, is it right to worship her first before Krishna?
What do you mean by worship?
I mean, when you say worshiping Shri Radha Krishna, and you're making an offering, you offer to Krishna first and then to Radharani.
But then Radha. She is his devotee.
Yes.
She is his energy. So the point is Krishna's who's worshipped first, but you have to get to his worship. That's who Radharani is. Right? And then, after that, then they're worshipped together. Okay. Does that make sense? So it's subtle. And it's generally, the subtleties are a problem in the puja.
Without Radharani's movement, there's no manifestation.
Yes, so you're not going to see Krishna unless you approach Radharani, but having seen, then he's worshipped, because she's worshipping, we're only assisting her in the worship. Okay. Purusha Bodhini Shruti. On his two sides are Chandravali and Radha. The amsas of Radha are Lakshmi, Durga, and others. Thus the supreme position of Radha amongst all the devotees is proven. Padmapurana says, just as Radha is dear to Krishna, who her kund is dear, among all the gopis she is the most beloved of Krishna. Adipurana says, O Arjuna, in the three worlds, the earth, where Vrindavan town exists, is most fortunate. Only in that place do the gopis reside, and there my gopi named Radha resides. Thus ends part two, called Nectar of the Devotees. With this, the work Laghu Bhagavatamrita is completed. Okay. Yes?
It's interesting to know that everybody feels separation from Krishna. But somehow gopis' separation from Krishna considered something special and described, you know, in Bhagavatam. His special thing.
Yes, because the intensity means, in other words, if that devotion is greater, naturally the separation is greater. You know, does that make sense? You know, it's like when how you say, class is over, the kirtan's over, we don't really have that much problem walking out of the temple.
Yes.
You know, going home, you know, we have other things to do, you know, I got to take this call, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so it's like that. So, but the gopis, then it's a bit hard. Is that I said? Therefore, it's because the separation means Sambhog and Vipralamba are connected. So the degree of each is the balance of the other. So the separation is greater because their devotion is greater.
And in terms of time, he isn't. Because they were together for a very short time, and then they felt separation for a very long time.
Yeah.
Basically say, eternity. Yeah, but it just shows that so that's the point of the greatness of their attachment. Because their attachment takes it up to Mahabhava. So that's what's special.
Nobody else.
The gopis? No. The confidential cowherd boys can kind of get close to it. They can appreciate it because the very confidential ones can take part in his pastimes where the gopis are around.
Yes.
Not private aspects, but more general, like going to Radha Kund and then sitting and eating. They can also be there. Like that. So they can get a glimpse of that. But the point is, it's within, and so all the gopis are situated in Mahabhava. And then we always talk about Radharani as Mahabhava, so one would ask us the difference. But at some point then we'll get into that Mahabhava has levels. So you have Madana Nayaka Mahabhava. That's the highest. Only Radharani manifests that kind of bhava. Right? That Mahabhava, only she has. No one else has. No other gopis have. So it can be appreciated and tasted by those who are her servants, but they don't have it. They can appreciate it, but they don't have it. Is that what it says? It's in another category. We hear you. It's in another. We'll get around to it. Don't worry. That's the detail. The last 3 years are about this kind of stuff.
Who are the states?
Yeah. When makes it to there, then that's what. Right? You know, as we saw, everyone was kind of zoning out at that last few chapters of the Jiva Dharma.
So yeah.
The last 3 years is just about those chapters.
Keep.
Yeah, that gives us a little more time to get purified. Have that appreciation. Yes.
Maharaj, I have two questions on this chapter. Yes. It's one about so Chandravali is a gopi just after Radharani. It is a.
You couldn't have thought of another conversation.
Yes, I have another one.
Bring up that one.
Yes.
I was kind of hoping that means we have a whole book here full of names.
So the question?
Yeah.
It seems that only Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is presenting the Ajitya Veda Vedanta Dharma. And what we have read before, not in this chapter, but before, was Ramanuja Sharya was mainly worshipping Lakshmi Narayan.
Yes.
And what's about the other head of the other Sampradaya?
Nimbarka is worshipping Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, but it's not Braj.
Yes, yes.
Like that. So it's Radha Krishna's spontaneous devotional service, but it's not Braj. So you won't see that. You won't see as much manifestation as in their worship as will be seen in the worship in Braja.
Yes.
Like that. It's Vrindavan. But it's not Braj Vrindavan. That's why it means. So if we're saying Braja, it's not just another name of Vrindavan, it's a specific aspect of Vrindavan.
Yes.
What's lacking?
Separation.
Okay, go on. Yeah.
Because separation means there has to be much more surrender that you can be separated from and be comfortable with that.
Yes.
Because it's based on Krishna's desire.
Yes.
Otherwise, normally, it's we want to be with Krishna, serve Krishna, do all these different things. So that's the natural position. So we can see here that a spontaneous devotional service then, you know, can very much be part of that kind of view. But to allow that you would want to be with Krishna, but if he so desires, he's not around.
Yes, that's...
That then takes even greater surrender. That's why it says this hasn't been given before. Because one could say it was brought up before. I think, I'm not sure which time, but during the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I think maybe after. The Nimbarkas brought up the court case. They wanted to start a court case that we have taken their... you know, essential points of their sampradaya, and we're claiming that they're, you know, ours. Not that it's not theirs, but we're just kind of like Radha and Krishna worship, Vrindavan worship, spontaneous devotional service, you know, the element of Dwait and Advait, that all these are their kind of trademarks. So why are we using them? Because we see the Madhvas, the Ramanujas, the Vishnus, they don't do that. So why are we doing that? So they brought it up. I think the lawyers came and everything like that. And I think it was Keshav Maharaj. He dealt with it. He says, great. First of all, if you want to go to court, he says, you don't have any scriptural evidence to prove the existence of Nimbarka. We all accept, but you're talking about a court. Says, you don't have any evidence. There is no script. You can't prove he existed. So he says, you know, he told the lawyers, you go back and tell your people that. Then if they want to talk, then we'll continue talking. The lawyers never came back. You know. So that's the difficulty. You know, we all know he's there. But the point is you don't have evidence as such with which, you know, dealing these kind of systems that you can prove it.
It doesn't belong in court.
Yes.
From Lord Chaitanya Ananda, from Madhavendra Puri on, and then Baladev wrote the Govinda Bhasya. So, how do the Nimbarkas have a problem if all that's documented history?
No, that's there, but the Nimbarkas were 5,000 years ago. So their point is we're 4,500 years later, so we're just copying them. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like that was their point, because their point was, is, you know, we have spontaneous devotion. You know, they're the ones that chant the Jugal Mantra, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. So their point is, you know, we're just kind of copying their scene. You know, but they didn't even get to the point of showing it as separate, because it was just, you know, this is not something we discuss in court anyway. You know, so then it was just dropped and doesn't seem to have been brought up again. So. But who knows who brought it up in that? I don't know the details.
Yes. Which year was this quote?
Which year? Yeah. You want to know the year. And what will that... What
can just you... put in historical context. I mean, I'm not talking specifically like 1980s or 70s.
It would probably have been somewhere either from, I'm not sure, but from the 20s probably through to sometime more recent.
And Maharaj, the last one, Vishnu Swami, is in a Vaikuntha mood?
Sridhar Swami is in their line. They're generally a Goloka mood also. But it's their parental rasa.
Oh, yes.
Right? So they'll be within lower Goloka.
Devotion Bala Gopal?
Bala Gopal, like that. But he also Srinathji, that's there. You have they're also involved there.
And except the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, there are some other line in India namely, because you say Gaudiya Vaishnava. Gaudiya.
Means is there other lines in Gaudiya?
Means other line who bring the same thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu except the Gaudiya line?
No. Yeah. Means the Gaudiya line means it's following Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
So only that only. Because exactly. There you only get a Chinta Veda Veda Tattva.
Yes.
Other lines are dealing with the other four aspects, the other combinations that you get.
And inside this line, it depends on the acharya of that line. You can bring devotee to Radha Krishna.
Within the Gaudiya line.
Within the Gaudiya, there are many branches. No?
The point is if you're following the acharya, then it works. It's not a problem.
But can we say that everyone accepts Rupa Goswami as acharya?
Yes, if they're in the bona fide line. It means others accept, but they don't necessarily understand the mood. The Sahajis will count themselves.
Yes.
So the Apasampradayas will count themselves in the Gaudiya line, but they haven't caught the mood. That's why they're called Hapa, because they're not going to actually make it back to Godhead.
Yes.
Like
all the bona fide.
But the bona fide line, then there's not a problem.
That's it. Okay.
Like that. Is that, yeah. Because the point is you're following teachings given by the acharyas, then when you follow that, it works.
Yes.
Yes.
So in this progression of devotees, can we say that the Lati is related to Vaikuntha, and then the Pandava is Dwarka, and the Yadus to Mathura?
No, because the Yadus are also in Dwarka, but they have that, yes, connection with Mathura. That you could look at, but there's already been a progression through the Dhams. But naturally, then the devotees connected with that then would have some meaning, yes. But this is looking at the devotee side. Then you look at the place itself. You know, what are the situations in those places? Because those are the situations in which those particular devotees are able to have their exchange with Krishna. So. Yes.
So after Radharani Chandravani is the next highest gopi. So what is the difference in the mood of worship towards Krishna that these two gopis have? Radharani and
Chandravani,
and why are we the followers of Radharani?
How do you say? Radharani is left wing, right? You have two moods, right and left. So right means I belong to Krishna. Left means Krishna belongs to me. Right? So the intimacy of Krishna belongs to me is higher. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the point. But it's not about who's one and who's two, because Lalita is three and Vishaka is four. You know, So that's not a problem. Right? Does that make sense? You know, Shai Vyabhadra, that's 5 and 6. So, but it's just a matter of the left line is considered higher, more intimate than the right line.
Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki Jai Jai Gaur Premanandi ki